In person, Diana Shore.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, fellas.
Yes, in person, Dinah Shore, with Gordon Jenkins and his orchestra in her own show. Dinah herself with words and music for everybody, especially for our boys in the service and the girls the left behind them. Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Company, with a suggestion that you make mum your word for charm. That's M-U-M, mum. For our first number tonight, Dinah Shore sings Hip Hip Hooray.
Hip Hip Hooray, we're living in the USA. Come on, you Yanks, and holler thanks. Hip Hip Hooray, Hip Hip Hooray. Americans will always say, we like it here, stand up and cheer. Hip Hip Hooray, every girl and boy can find romance beneath star spangled skies. There's always fun for everyone in our land of paradise. Hip, hip, hooray, we're living in the USA. Let freedom ring, come on and sing hooray. Hip, hip, hooray.
Really swell, Dinah.
Thank you, Truman.
You know, you really sound full of pep tonight.
Well, maybe the song inspired me. I feel just like shouting hip hip hooray. How about you?
No, I got troubles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I gotta figure out my income tax, too. But come on, True, cheer up. Let's think about something pleasant.
Okay, name three pleasant things.
Well, people you like and beautiful pictures to enjoy and lovely sentiments such as... You'd be so nice. Come home to you. You'd be so nice by the fire while the breeze on high sang a lullaby. You'd be all that I could desire under stars chilled by the winter. Under an August moon, burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Under stars chilled by the winter, under an August moon burning above, you'd be so nice, you'd be paradise to come home to and love. Oh,
who are you writing all those letters to, sailor? Heck, looks like you're writing enough letters for this whole ship.
Well, that letter's to my mom. This one's to my cousin Joe. He's a sergeant, a technical sergeant in the Army. This one's to Emily. She's my girl.
Oh. Oh, excuse me, Joe. I didn't mean to look, but I couldn't help noticing the number on that page. Page 8. Well, I bet the postman on her block wishes you'd just say, I love you, and let it go at that.
Well, now, chances are, once Joe starts to write to his girl, she comes to his mind clearly and he just has to keep on talking to her. Yes, I'll bet he can almost see her, smiling, pretty, appealing. Naturally, she is appealing, really dainty. That goes without saying. For a girl who's popular, who rates letters from a soldier, never takes chances with her charm. And why should any girl take chances with charm when it's so easy to banish undaintiness this famous sure way, the mum way? That's M-U-M, Mum, the snowy white underarm deodorant cream. Mum is sure. Used after your bath, it protects the freshness your bath gives you. Keeps you truly dainty for hours after. Mum is safe. It will not harm your prettiest dress, so you can use it even after you're dressed if you want. Mum is so safe it will not irritate the most sensitive skin. That means you can use it any time and as often as you like. And remember, Mum is quick. It takes only 30 seconds to use Mum. So keep a jar of Mum on your dressing table or in the bathroom so you can use it after every bath. Yes, always keep dainty this quick way, this safe way, this sure way with Mum. You know, watching you these past weeks, Dinah, I've certainly learned one thing. It's very apparent that you really enjoy singing.
Oh, I do, Trim, and I enjoy most anything about singing. For instance, I've always been interested in the backgrounds of songs. That is, how they came to be written, where they originated, etc.
Well, some of them were inspired under pretty dramatic circumstances, as I recall, such as Francis Scott Key's stirring question, "O say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave?"
Oh, yes, and many spring from pleasant memories. For instance, when you and I were young, Maggie.
Yeah, and then, of course, a lot of them are strictly from hunger.
Well, as long as you're going to get in that vein, here's one that's strictly from Dixie.
Right. Friends, Dinah sings that good old favorite, Dixieland Band.
Hear the story of the Dixieland Band. Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and the clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the Maple Leaf Rag, they would get to jumping, but the trumpet would drag. They had to keep him cause he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give him a beat. Someone who swung with the rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Instead of playing, he'd play so sweetly. They'd be saying, well, sure enough, he got them so they couldn't play right. Finally, he fixed them on a Saturday night. He hit a note that was off the chord. Apoplexy got them and they went to the Lord. And that's the pitiful story of the Dixieland Band. Well, now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last, because they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he swings them is an awful shame. He can really do it. Gabriel is his name. And now, folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland Band. If you hear a trumpet start to play, don't you be afraid that it's the judgment day, 'cause it's just Mr. Gabriel sounding his name. And the Dixieland Band is fixing to play.
In service, the mail call. This is Dinah Shore's memory medley of the week. Song selected by the girls back home and dedicated to you fellows. Right, Dinah?
Right, Truman. Tonight's memory medley is about as varied as any we've ever had. When all the requests were in and counted, these three led the list. I Can't Get Started With You, Honeysuckle Rose, and Why Don't You Fall In Love With Me.
I've flown around the world in a plane, I've settled revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I have charted, still I can't get started with you. Around the golf course, I'm under par. And all the movies want me to star. I've got a house, a show place. Still, I can't get no place when you're so supreme. Lyrics, I write of you scheme. Both day and night of you dream, just for the sight of you. And what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. And Gary Cooper's asked me to tea. But now I'm so downhearted, I can't get started with you. Every honeybee fills with jealousy when they see you out with me. I don't blame them, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Oh, when I'm taking sips from your tasty lips, it seems the honey fairly drips. Your confection, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. Oh, don't buy sugar. You just have to touch my cup. You're my sugar. It's sweet when you stir it up. When I'm passing by, flowers droop and sigh, and I know the reason why. You're much sweeter, goodness knows. Honeysuckle rose. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, please, why don't you fall for me? You're driving me crazy, baby, trying to guess. When you tell me no, when you tell me yes, you gotta go overboard for someone someday. Believe it or not, it's bound to be. As long as you're not in love with anyone else, why don't you fall in love with me?
All you fellas in the service from us girls at home. Night, girls. Night, fellas. Night, everybody.
Remember, next week at this same time, in person, Dinah Shore, same station. And won't you also remember, ladies and gentlemen, to make Mum your word for charm? Get a jar of Mum. That's M-U-M, Mum, from your druggist tomorrow. Truman Bradley speaking. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.
KECA, Los Angeles.